can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, hour number two of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Monday, 10th of April, 2017. And riding shotgun.
Was that dead air? Or is that...
No, I was just thinking. You in the front seat or you in the back seat riding shotgun?
Side seat.
Okay. Jack in L.A. Hello.
Oh, okay, John. Mr. Trump's wife, Ivanka, however you say it, you heard her give her speech before the election thing, and you notice an accent in her speech, correct?
Yeah, she's a foreigner.
Well, tonight she was on the mainstream news, gave several sentences in perfect American English, not a hint of accent. See if you can catch that clip. Now, you know how they do that. House, the actor, I had no idea he was British until I heard him talk off his movies.
Yeah, I had not a clue either, because he had absolutely no hint of a British accent at all.
Well, if you can find that clip from today where she gives several sentences, you'll see she's speaking perfect English, so they've been training her up real well.
Well, either that or she could speak perfect English before, and she was just doing that so the reporters wouldn't bother because she didn't speak English no good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat to watch and listen to it.
I'll see if I can dig it up. I don't know how you get rid of, how old is this woman? And she's had this accent for how many years? How the hell do you get rid of that in 80 days?
Well, go listen to it. You'll see what I'm talking about. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Jack. I appreciate it. I have no idea. Is this short for Mervin? I've got Mer in Wisconsin.
For Mer.
I'm sorry?
Greetings, sweeties. Yeah, this is Mer. It's my acronym, actually.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and Jack in L.A. is confused. Ivanka is Trump's daughter.
Okay, well, whoever his wife is.
No, well, that would explain why she can speak perfect English, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't think he was...
He said Ivanka. He said Ivanka.
Okay, Mer, I don't think he was confused about his daughter versus his wife. At least I hope not.
He was. He said Ivanka.
Okay, Mer, listen to me, please. He might have misspoke about the woman's name. I don't think he confused who Trump's wife is. I hope that Donald didn't, because God knows what bedroom he's walking into at night. I don't even want to go there.
Okay,
all right.
Finish my point.
Okay, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Okay, actually, it's the main point. We're in a spiritual battle, really. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, some people look at it as a spiritual battle. Other people look at it as there weren't people.
Religion isn't spirit. Religion is a man-made construct for control.
Okay.
Spirit is to spirit, great spirit. We're all connected there. In any case, in your National Intel Report.chatango.com, I have several links.
Mm-hmm.
Siegel's not the only one that came up with the double false flag from insider information. Dennis Fecho and Field McConnell were two more I heard. Maybe there's more.
Okay.
But there's also an article, All News Pipeline, The Battle Unfolding Before Our Eyes. And it's Sun Tzu. And if you will look, there really wasn't a gassing, and the airfield wasn't crippled. So that would make it a double false flag with fuzzy center.
Well, I just know this. They have lied repeatedly. We're in our 15th year.
Does everyone lie? Maybe he's outjewed the Jews.
I don't. Well,
he needs moral support. Jews are taking it with their Talmud stream media. They're trying to pull the support out from under him. You got to think.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I mean, look how quick everyone flipped on him.
Well,
he has power.
Look, I posted a story up today with the supposition that Donald Trump may in fact be Jewish himself.
Oh, yeah, I have that in here, too. Miles Mathis has a good thing of that, and he may very well be. There may be a lot of Jew in a lot of us, and we don't know it, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
How you act on it is another thing. It's intention, okay, from the spirit. And Ron, I hope you get feeling better. Did you get to look up those names I gave you and Steve last Thursday?
No, I didn't. I believe Steve was going to do that. Honestly, but I have to say, I agree with you that this is a spiritual battle.
Yeah.
I 100% agree with that issue.
My point last Thursday, though, was that these Jew trolls do so much more damage than you realize. And besides that, they're scarfing off with cryptocurrency. This KAYDAR that Trump sent the FBI team into Israel to get. Okay, and then all this blow up over Syria. He knew something was going to come down from that. That's never been done before. They didn't send an FBI team into Israel ever before. And they called him and his father, but that's not in your Talmud stream news either.
Yeah.
And the other name, Joshua Ryan, R-Y-N-E, Goldberg, from 2 years ago, I tried to get everyone to talk about. He's another one, and they're still using his smears. There was a Ben Garrison cartoon that smeared Jews, and it was put on Professor Tony Hall's Facebook page. Now, see, they're international. We got to think international, too,
yeah.
Or gobbleist. I guess globalist is an anti-Semitic word, so gobbleist. They gobble, gobble, gobble.
Globalism is an anti-Semitic word? Who the hell said that?
I guess Kushner was trying to push that with Bannon or whatever.
Oh, the real anyway, globalist. The real
gobble.
Globalist. Yeah.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Whatever. Okay. Kushner himself, I think he's 38 years old. That's the one I was talking about the building for $1.25 billion dollars of 666.
Look in your chat room.
Yeah.
Look in your chat room. I have a bunch of links about it. I'm blessed with time to look into things right now. Not everybody is. So I get really frustrated.
Speaking of switching gears here a little bit, did you happen to catch Kelly Nelson's article about the Zionism over on News with Views?
You have that posted on RBN too?
No, I wasn't even going to bother to post it.
I think I did after you pointed it out before.
Yeah.
About Chuck Baldwin last week.
This is the one that used to call me Playboy Bunny. She is married, and we used to discuss. Hey, do me a favor, pull her pot down. I can't get a word in edgewise here. And there must be a delay or something. She can't hear me. At any rate, Kelly used to call me late at night while soaking in a bathtub, and I could hear the ice cubes clinking in her glass. And she used to remind me that I'm a little white Christian boy, and you shouldn't go after the Jews. And I said, well, good, you're Jewish. Why the hell don't you straighten out your own problems? Because we're up to our eyeballs in it. Now she's on a campaign that Zionism is a good thing. All right, Murr, anything else?
Yeah, one more thing.
Yeah.
Everything's based on their Jewsery Mammoni. Yeah, I'm the one. I'm the Bailey Wickisms and me malicious.
Gobbleism? I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can make that stick in my brain. Gobbleism.
Let me give you the chat room address one more time because there's a bunch of stuff in there all the time. NationalIntelReport.chatango.com.
Chatdango.com. Okay, got it.
Thanks to Sovereign Man for putting that up.
All righty. Thank you, Murr.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Bye.
It. Bye.
Say, John?
Yes?
I'd like to find out how the finances are doing on the show.
Finances on the show?
Yes, the pledge.
Seeing as how I have not sold my soul yet, mm-hmm. Don't have any plans of doing it. The bank account? It's not filled. I didn't sell out to anybody, so it's pretty low. Everybody else seems to be selling out except me. I don't know. I don't know if I'm jealous or infuriated.
Well, you know, today's news or Syria being attacked by the United States is certainly an issue that could really grow. And this is one of the main reasons why alternative news media is extremely important in our society.
I couldn't agree with you more. And the first thing, Rob, don't call back into the show on this one. You know, when he was on the program with me last Friday and he said, look, I haven't pulled out entirely. I'm just not talking to people about what's going on anymore. And he's got to conserve his money and his time to work on other things. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I could have used that excuse 52,492 times. That I don't have enough money, this is too hard to do, and somebody else has got to do it, I'm out of here. The reason why I'm not is because this network is unique above all other networks. We are not GCN. We do not have mundane computer fix-it programs. We don't have neocons hiding as conservatives. We don't carry this crap. We're very targeted. We keep our message very skinny. We don't take on a whole lot of stuff. You know, people ask me before, well, why don't you get into things like Alex Jones does and mentioning all the connections and this, that, and the other? Because it's all an illusion. It's all a created lie. So I'm going to sit here and track and trace everything and all their lies they've been doing in the Middle East for 15 years? I don't have to. I don't have to. Everybody breathed a sigh of relief when it came to Donald Trump. Well, you know, we're not going to topple any governments in the Middle East. Really? You're not going to topple any governments? Then what the hell are you doing bombing Syria? 15 years, $6 trillion plus, 2 million plus dead? Isn't enough enough? And I'm sorry, what problem do we have with the Russians? They were invited to the party, you weren't. We need donations, Ron. We need to keep this thing going. And I thank you for asking.
Well, you know, I get concerned because I do know you don't like to address this issue. But I like alternative news that present facts.
Midweek, my friend P.J. Barton, that I thought was in the British Isles, and he was quick to correct me. I'm from Wales. Don't insult me. He said like that. But he is working with all the talk show hosts here with the network, and we got 21 of them. And what he has said is, you know, let's make a goal for every show, all the listeners to each individual show. Some of them cross over and listen to me and Mike Rivero or Bill Deagle or whomever. And that's fine. But let's make it a target for each talk show host to get their listeners to at least put up $1,000 a month for the network. And I said, well, PJ, tread carefully and carry a big Blarney stone. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's Ireland. I'm going to get an email from him. What the hell has Wales done? What has Wales that I could connect in my head? What has Wales done? That should elicit a response from him. But no, PJ is going to do that, and I'm very appreciative of that. You know, I mean, think about this, Ron. Think about this. If we had 100 people out of all the listeners to this network, 100 people that send in $100 a month.
Yeah.
That would be what? 100 or 10,000?
10,000, yeah.
Okay. Well, what if 200 people gave 50? Or
same amount.
Same. There you go. Do the math. So he is going to be contacting all the hosts, and hopefully we'll hit that target. But it would be great if we had 100 people give $50. It would be even better to have 100 people give $100. If they did that, all the bills in this network could be paid. And that's what I spend most of my time worrying about and trying to scarf funds together to keep this thing going. Being right doesn't always make you the most popular in the room, I have learned. And I'll tell you, I got a few nasty emails. Well, you're dumping Trump, huh? No, I'm on Trump watch just as any civic-minded American should be, watching the people that are in office because these are the people that carry the briefcases. These are the people that are all suited up. Did I mention they also have the badges and the guns to make people go away? Of these people, I will pay very close attention and never take my eye off them. When you do, you got problems. Look, very simple. You can call the network right now. Mike, you doing anything? No, you're scanning the web. He's not doing anything. Tell him to get busy. Dial 800-724-2719. Hit extension 3. Don't call in on a caller line. 800-724-2719. Make a donation. Or do you don't want to call in? Want to remain anonymous? Send us a donation by mail? That's fine as well. Just simply address it, RBN. Post Office knows who we are now. Now that we've been here for 13 years, they know who we are. 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for those people that want to do it fast and easy, go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, hit the donate button, and that's the PayPal website. Make a donation, please. What else should I do, Ron?
I think you did it. You know, I can understand the nature of your personality because I know you don't like to address that issue, but it's either a life or death situation for RBN. If you don't address it, we can kiss RBN goodbye.
No. I'd like to expand the horizon on that one. It's just not RBN. It's the whole damn country. And I'd much rather have a cadre of solidly informed people than a bunch of people that are half-assed, or half-fast, I should say, informed.
Yeah.
Dave in Nevada. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Hi.
Just a few comments just in general about what I've been kind of listening to and observing from the last hour or so of the calls with regards to Donald Trump and Syria. First of all, I wanted to respond to this meme or this phrase that, you're turning on Trump. Well, it's not exactly that. It's that it's not so much that people are turning on Trump, it's the other way around. And I don't like this whole idea of turning Trump into this victim when we were the ones that tried to support this guy in the first place, folks. So it's not that people are turning on Trump. It's just that when someone like Trump has all this power, we're waiting for this guy to do the right thing. And so when he blows it, it's just like, well, we're not turning on you. It's the other way around.
You know, and I think what they've done here, they've made a serious mistake with Mr. Bannon, because Mr. Bannon was the collector of the Vox Populi complaint. He was the funnel letting Donald Trump know what is really on people's minds. And I've got respect for the guy because he had the courage to walk away from the Wall Street banker boys. He was an investor. He walked away from it, held his nose, and he said, I can't stand it. The criminality's out of control. I got to get out of here. And then he went over to Breitbart, did a good job there, and he was invaluable with helping Trump focus the message on what people were really upset about. And, you know, I mean, doesn't this make you feel good? The Department of Labor just released its jobs report, and you know, we went from 4.7% unemployment. Now it's only at 4.5%. So, you know, I don't know what everybody's complaining about. You know, we're going to be just fine.
Yeah. This whole thing is really confusing. And I don't know that much about Bannon. I can't really put my finger on him, but I hope he's actually the one ray of light in the Trump administration. But I will say that I did vote for Trump. But I will also say this, is that when I went into the voting booth, I also assumed, like a lot of people that went into the voting booth, that we didn't really know who Trump was or is. We knew who Hillary was.
Okay, hang on a second. Dave, hang on 1 second. I've got to go to break. You can't hear the bumper in your ear, but hold on 1 second.
Okay.
800-313-9443, folks. You're out there. I can see your...
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Back. Dave, I think you're correct. I don't think this was, there was a lot of drama added.
Right.
A lot of people heard what Trump was saying and, well, he's an anti-globalist and he's going to build the wall and he's going to bring jobs back. 50,000 companies and corporations have pulled out of the United States. We're going to get these people back. And he was, I don't want to use the term preying on people's hopes, but he went right to the core of what really concerned people in this country. And the other people were the anybody but Hillary people. And by the way, where the hell is that investigation gone? Here the woman is back out again, giving little speeches and getting photo ops. Why isn't she in jail? It just seems like one great big cabal that just keeps coming around and around and around.
And this was kind of my argument that I was trying to make a while back. To begin with, I thought my argument was, to me personally, I thought it was way 10 times or 100 times more important to have an indictment than to have Donald Trump in office. That was my argument. It was more important for the justice system to work itself out rather than
you know, Doug, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you or next to you.
Right. No, I understand.
Because you know, if Hillary couldn't have been the nominee for the Democrats, it would have had to have been Bernie Sanders, and you could have put up Colonel Sanders up against Bernie Sanders, and the old Colonel, long since dead, could have beat him.
Sure. So this has been kind of my argument, and this is a lot of people's argument on RBN. It's really the justice system. It's not this particular personality that's running for office. And look at all these people that are in jail right now, John.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. And the dead as well. You know,
yeah,
Have you heard anybody mention Lavoie Finicum on the mainstream media?
No. No, and this is why I feel that the real crux of the matter is the police state and the courts.
Well,
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say this is to keep the police state intact. I think overall, what's going on with the Middle East is more about fighting terrorism when they're actually the terrorists taking the action themselves, and then claiming the people that are rebuking this, if you can use that term, that they are the terrorist. And I would call this blowback more than anything else.
Right.
And then to invite people in these countries without vetting them. I think it was Norway that just said that we're shutting our borders. We're not taking. Germany is demanding that the EU take more and more, and they're saying, no, we're closing our borders. The hell with you. We're not doing it anymore. So my point being is that, you know, we've got a problem here, but I think it's more in maintaining the police state because of the threat against us. Notice we've not really had any school shootings or, you know, aberrant mass destruction here by lunatics. What's taken center stage is now the potential of terrorists coming into this country and doing damage. Talking out of both sides of their mouth once again without proper vetting. Trump was right about that. Put a freeze on it. Let's see who we're letting in the country. Well, it's continuing anyhow. So it's about keeping the police state intact. If there's no threat, why do you need such a strong and unconstitutional defense?
Absolutely. And if anything at all, this is what I observed about Trump before he even got elected. He's kept his promises on two very large issues. He said he wants to expand the military. That mm-hmm. means we're not leaving the Middle East. That's what that translation is. And number two is that he is pro-police. That means he's pro-police state.
Well, okay, let me address that one, because I know what he's trying to do with the military, and the military, their budget is how many trillions a year? I don't even know what the budget is.
Right.
But what he's trying to do is rebuild the military. Hold on a sec. I'm trying to talk against the upcoming break. Hang on 1 second, Dave. Alan, Ed, okay. And others, I'll get to your calls as well. Everybody stay tuned. I just hate being rushed or interrupted. We'll be back.
No reason to get excited.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shioji literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shioji has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email tom@republicbroadcasting.org. tom@republicbroadcasting.org.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Outfitting.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
All right, we're back. Dave, go ahead. Dave, you still there? Is Dave still there? I guess Dave is not there. All right.
I would disagree with one point that Dave mentioned, and he said increase the military, increase the police state. However, Donald Trump wants to reduce the police state for every regulation that is enacted. He wants to reduce two of them. Well, regulations are police state.
Yeah. And the problem I'm having with this is that he wants to get tough on crime with law enforcement. I'm tired of law enforcement. The state and their administrative dealings, I'd much rather have peace officers, ones that paid attention to the Constitution and not necessarily department policy. And am I for a strong military? And let me put it to you this way. Should they be upgraded in certain areas? Yeah, absolutely. You know, but here's the problem. The military is run like the VA. And I'm not joking. Ask anybody that's been in the military, and they will tell you. You know, it's almost as bad as having nothing but stacked bureaucrats. They can't function that well. They're mired in paperwork. And they, you know, it's not for the military to be standing around or having a standing army with nothing to do. You know, years ago I proposed that, you know, you can keep the military downsized. You don't have to have all these personnel. And just use what the Green Beret used when they were going into South Vietnam. That was their main mission, going to South Vietnam. And to train these people up in 5 or 6 weeks, they could have fighting men that would be just equal to anybody on this planet. So we can gear up when necessary. And on the home front, we still got enough militia people running around out there. Or you can call yourself a hunter, or you can call yourself whatever you want. But we have enough guns in this country to protect the United States against a physical invasion. So I think we could pretty much have all the bases covered. But I'm telling you, Ron, they run the military like the VA runs their damned hospitals. Yeah. And we see the end result of that.
I believe that. I would say that in a free state like a republic, few, if any, laws get passed per year. That's not what we have today.
And I didn't like the 2-for-1. For every new regulation, we'll dump 2. Well, how many tens of thousands do they have on the books?
Oh, millions.
yeah. And remember, ignorance of those laws is no excuse. Alan in Texas. Thanks for holding, Alan.
I was calling in relation to Donald Trump there. I don't know, John, did you happen to see the video of when he had his first meeting with Obama?
Yeah, I did.
I've got it recorded, and did you see the look on his face when he came out of that meeting? I'm almost of the opinion that if he did have good intentions, which I still kind of doubt myself, I don't know, but if he thought he could change something, I think he was probably taken back there and shown a few things and told a few things about power structure that really is, and we don't know how you got here, but here's what you're going to do. We don't have to use a nuclear bomb anymore. We can hit it with a space platform or whatever they've got flying around that we don't know about.
Who knows?
The look on his face was all that I had to see.
Yeah. Well, and what I don't like is now the media, the left loonies out there, are now they're all Trumpites. Now they're on the Trump train. You know, I'm looking at this and going, really? That's all he had to do is drop a few bombs? Could you imagine that they'd be slathering all over themselves? They'd be so giddy if we dropped a few bombs in North Korea. If you think striking Syria was a big deal, well, why don't you try bombing the Chinese or something? And I'm telling you, economically, look, there is a very thin dividing line between economics and politics, and I think we as a country know that better than anybody. But if I was talking to the president of China, I would have just suggested to him, look, we can have some tighter cooperation. We can work out our differences together. But in order to do this, we need one favor. Slap that little round-faced punk in North Korea. And, you know, we won't put a 35% tax on your imports coming into this country. You know, maybe it'll only be 22 or 25%. Anyhow, if this is the deal, the only thing I had to see is his 17-day whirlwind here on Obamacare 2.0. That's all I needed to see. If that was this guy's idea of a good deal, you ain't no deal maker, buddy.
Yeah, and you also have to kind of look at in the background as to what is this distracting us from? Well, that was Susan Rice, basically could be indicted. And what was that covering up? That was covering up the main thing.
It's
the pedophile ring.
Alan, back up here a little bit more. Hillary Clinton should be in jail. What happened to the Hillary Clinton investigation? I'm hearing Sessions.
I grew up in Arkansas, John. They've got dirt that the Clinton political machine is probably one of the finest that's ever been on the planet. They've got dirt on everyone. That's why no one messes with them. I mean, my God, when the director of the FBI stands up there and lists the crimes that she's done and then said we're not going to pursue prosecution because she had no intent.
Okay, but hold on here, Alan. If what you said is absolutely true, the only thing you have to do is get a few people, apply the right pressure, have them turn state's evidence, put them in a witness protection program. I don't care. Put $1 million in a bank account someplace and make them disappear. Look, that's a favorite tool of prosecutors. to get somebody to rat on somebody, turn state's evidence, and then what? Give them clemency or give them immunity. You mean to tell me with people that were hooked in the Bill Clinton people that nobody would be able to make, would be willing to do that deal? I would in a New York second.
How do you turn on your own kind, John, when you say the Witness Protection Program, what is that run by? The government?
Yeah. I understand it, look, no, Alan, it's always the people that have the voice, that have a little bit of notoriety, that will stand and tell the truth. But you also build something else, confidence in other people that, you know what? Yeah, we've seen what's happened to whistleblowers. Yeah, we've seen them murdered and you know, done away with. I don't care if it's Billy Clinton's Ron Brown with a nice bullet in his head. I don't care what it is. There's a lot of people that are associated with these people that have had it up to their eyeballs. And don't tell me that if somebody is, with their due diligence, the IG or Mr. Sessions, being the Attorney General of the United States, if he was sincere about this, there would be charges being laid on Hillary Clinton right now. Because exactly. I don't think anybody has any doubt, any shred of doubt whatsoever, that the Clinton Foundation was a pay-to-play scam. That unto itself could put her and Billy Boy in jail for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, well, John, you said the other day on your show that you personally heard it come from his mouth that Mr. Ron Paul, what would happen if he won the presidency? Oh, no, they'd kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
let's add that little let's add that little log to the fire. Then if you were really going to get up there and make America great, knowing the opposition that you were going to run into, and it wasn't just the media, it's the deep state, and I mean the true deep state. They speak.
John, there are some bright minds in that deep state, too. I mean, a bunch of guys sitting around the table, you know, me and some other minds, we could make up this play that in the never-ending, you know, this scene in the never-ending play that's going on that I call politics. But, was it all a sham from the start, John? I mean, how many definites do we have in our life? They could be just playing with our mind, you know, 10 ways to nothing.
Death and taxes.
Yeah.
All right. Alan, thank you.
Take care, John.
All right. Ed in Utah. Hello, Ed.
John?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Yeah, it's been a while, sir. I'll be getting another check off to you real soon here.
Thank you.
In the mail.
Thank you so much.
Yes. All righty. Listen, I'm now starting to look back every day now. I'm more convinced every day now that they did assassinate the late Jim Traficant. And I mean that sincerely.
Yeah.
He came on your show, if you recall,
yep.
And said that, right on your show, that he said, I appreciate Ron Paul, but I don't know if he had what it took. The courage, the abdominal courage to stand up to those folks. He said something like that to you. And, and they did it to Jim Traficant because he proved in his entire career, right down to going to Israel and saving the life of John Demjanjuk.
Yes.
The falsely accused Ivan the Terrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, he stared them down. There was no fear in that man.
Yeah.
Whereas he, of course, didn't have the money. And some of the things that Donald Trump had to bust through, and that was why I appreciated Donald Trump. And like you said, Mr. Stadmiller, we were rolling the dice. We had great hopes, and there are some people crowing at us. Well, let me just say this on that front: locally, Evan McMullen, that no good Nick who won't go away. He said this the other day, very similar, verbatim, nearly. He said, he said, I'm even startled. He was giddy and very happy that Donald Trump, of course, bombed Syria. But he said, I find it a bit disturbing and troubling that he changed his mind within 24 hours. So you think about that, the people that are, and I'm not saying that, you know, he succumbed to threat. He has that Twitter account. He has avenues to get the word out that he is being threatened. He knows he has an army here. And the only, If it's even a glimmer of hope left, and I don't know what this would amount to, but James Kelso is saying that Pat Buchanan is on his way to the White House. Have you heard anything more on that, John?
No, I have not.
Well, they need something. Because, like you said, the promises that are being fulfilled are the ones that we were hoping was just blather, you know, about more war and what have you, or at least more military, et cetera. It's very interesting to, it's very demoralizing, of course, but we didn't say he was going to do all those things. We all said we have hope. And now, you know, the irony, the slap in the face, a lot of the people around Utah who I had to kind of bring kicking and screaming aboard the Trump train because they had their lovey-dovey heart set on Ted Cruz, if you know what I mean. Mm. And now, after the bombing of Syria, boy, I had guys physically run to me saying, isn't that good, Ed, what he's doing over there? I said, no. am I on the Trump train or am I? I'm getting ready, obviously, to tap the conductor on the shoulder and say,
isn't it scary that they came running to you and saying, isn't this a good thing?
Yeah.
You know, here I see the voters for Trump. You know, these are the people that are still out there confronting the never Trumpers. You know, I'm looking at them out on beaches and whatever, punching the crap out of each other. These are the people, this kind of reminds me of the takeover of the Tea Party that Ron Paul started. You know, when I saw the Sarah Palins roll in, and I thought, yeah, there it is. The best way to control is, you become the controlling opposition. In other words, we take over. So I'm looking at this, and I'm going, you're never going to convince those people. They're still waving the American flag. They're still calling our soldiers over there that have been taking part in killing 2 million plus, and they're our heroes. These are the people that you're never going to convince otherwise, ever.
Right.
You know,
right. It's almost as tough as trying to convince the liberals on the left side of anything, and some of them were more attuned because they were at least populist and abandoned or were forced to abandon Bernie Sanders and go on the Trump train. I have respect for them, and they're not jumping up and down cheering on this Syria bombing. And look what this is. You had Donald Trump standing by Assad. And with Putin on this, I'm hoping this is a real thing with Pat Buchanan going there, because maybe Pat sees this as the end, you know, tapping the conductor on the Trump train on the shoulder.
I you know what? I at this point in time, I don't know. I can honestly, Mike, I don't know. And as far as Trump tweeting out, he wouldn't even have to do that. The one thing that he could do, and he could do this in a New York second, he could claim an emergency of some sort. He wouldn't have to beg the MSNBCs and NBC and ABC for airtime. They would have to carry him. What are they going to do? All of them claim technical problems all at the same time. Trump needs to come out and speak directly to the American people. If he has been threatened, if the deep state has given him certain ultimatums, he needs to come back to the very same people that voted him into office with a great confidence that he was going to make America again. And I remember Donald Trump says, I'll never lie to you. I'll never let you down. We're waiting, Mr. President. I'm waiting for your emergency address.
You're right, John. One last quick word. And along those lines, yes, he did not stand by General Flynn. And let's look at that. General Flynn led the lock her up chants against Hillary. So let's look at that. And if the wheels do fall off of this, forget third party. I'm talking about third militia here.
Well,
led by people like him.
I think I've been making that clear by saying we only have one box left. And that is the cartridge box. And I wonder how Donald would handle that.
Very interesting, John.
Yeah.
You're a step ahead of a step or two ahead of the rest of us on so much.
Always thinking. Keep your head on a swivel. Always look 15 degrees up. Hey, thanks for your call, Mike.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Brent in Wisconsin. Hello, Brent. Oh, that was Ed. I'm sorry. My mistake. My apologies, Ed. Mike in Colorado, you're next.
Hey, John. Hey, Ron. Good show today. Yeah, like your last caller said, we rolled the dice, and personally, I think they came up snake eyes.
Am I in a Trump casino?
You probably are now.
Uh-huh.
The reason I called, did you see where the Chinese army deployed 150,000 troops to two groups to prepare for unforeseen circumstances on the North Korean border?
Oh, God.
Just came out today.
Oh, boy.
From the South Korean newspaper, I can read two sentences if you have 2 seconds.
Go ahead.
As the United States announced its independent North Korean behavior and moved United States Navy's nuclear-powered Calvinist CVN-70 carrier class to Singapore, Chinese Army has deployed about 150,000 troops in two groups to prepare for unforeseen circumstances.
In support of whom? South Korea and the United States or North Korea?
Oh, it's got to, of course, under North Korea.
Well, that, does it say that?
It says the core units that respond immediately to the drastic changes in North Korea are the 39th Group and the 40th Group, each of which has its headquarters in something and something.
Okay, black is white and white is black. You're looking at the other end of the telescope. What if Donald Trump had a nice little meeting with the President Xi here, whatever the hell his name is, and basically said that, hey, we can strike a deal here. You know, we got these massive trade imbalances that I basically ran on running for president. You know, we can get together on this and we can make some deals. So maybe the ship that's going over to North Korea that's going to lay off their coast, maybe that's exactly what they're going to do. Maybe they're there for us and not them. But, you know, I think I'm still in the Trump casino here.
Yeah. I think you spun that big wheel with the dollar and the $100 and only the one ever comes up.
Well, if you ask me how much this war cost, about $100. About $100.
Well, North Korea is a country of like 28 million people.
Hell,
and they're all poor, and they have no food, and they have nothing, and it wouldn't take 150,000.
But they have the fear. They have been propagandized for a number of years, and every man, woman, and child in North Korea believes this. That the United States wants to wage war on North Korea and occupy them the same way that we occupied Europe after the war. You know,
true story.
You know, so
yeah, true story.
Yeah, so here we are with a bunch of paranoid communists, broke as they are, no food, no nothing. And how are those sanctions we put on North Korea, how are they working? Evidently not well enough. They still got 28 million people. I expect you to say they got 2,800.
And enough to build missiles.
Yeah, there you go.
Where's that money coming from?
Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Yeah, that's what I want to do, is make an enemy of Russia if it's true that China's going to be beating up on us. Oh, it was said that we don't have the capacity to fight a two-theater war. Well, what about the biggest armed, biggest, baddest boys on the planet? How about China and Russia together? Now, that makes perfect sense. If you're going to have an enemy, you can be gauged by your enemy. Well, why not take on China and Russia at the same time? Aren't we the best? We've been practicing war for over 200 years, waylaying and shooting and stealing from somebody on this planet. You'd think we'd be good enough that we could handle both of them. It's not a big deal. Holy mackerel.
I have to make a comment. You have one of the greatest listening base that I've ever known. You know, I really am impressed with your callers.
Shh. Some of them are smarter than me. Shh. Okay, that was Mike in Colorado. We're going to go to Brent in Wisconsin. Hello, Brent.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
Pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for taking my call. I'm certainly not one of your listeners that's smarter than you, John, but I'm very grateful that you have people like Ron McDonald on your program every Monday, and his generosity just overwhelms me.
It overwhelms me, too.
That's good. And Tom, I think his name was, from out in the East Coast there, donated $1,000 a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
He gave my wife and I incentive to say, look, we're just going to give $100 toward that $1,000 challenge. And we are monthly supporters as well. And at the same time, we're on Social Security. So, you know, we aren't rolling in clover over here in Wisconsin. But you know, we're kind of like the North Koreans, you know.
Brent, I've been giving this a lot of thought. And for us to do no donations for the network when we got 90 million people out of work, they understand the value of this network, and their hard-earned money and nobody out there is rolling in the clover. And if they are, it's a very short patch, not a big one. But, you know, I look at this. On one hand, we've got to continue. On the other hand, and Ron can tell you this, I don't like asking the listeners for money. I really don't, because I know that they can use it as well. But here's another thought. This crap hits the fan, all bets are off. And whatever you've saved up for a rainy day, which probably isn't that much, or the food that you've put back is going to be eaten up. Because when this thing breaks loose, of which I'm afeared that it's going to, you're not going to be able to have enough food. The money's going to dry up and blow away. So let's put it in the big gun and buy the ammunition while we can still shoot.
Well, that's kind of the attitude I have. The few Federal Reserve notes that we've been able to save up, we better throw a few of them toward RBN's way just to keep them on the air, because the few times that I can't get you for whatever computer glitches are going on this end here, I get panicky.
Yeah, no, I understand. I get panicky every month when I can't pay the bills. Imagine my angst. And this has been going on month after month, year after year. Yeah. Hey, Brett, thank you so much. I appreciate your call, and I appreciate your donation.
Thank you, and God bless you folks, richly.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Mikey, you haven't gotten any calls whatsoever? Nobody has called. Ever seen? Everybody's sitting back assuming that somebody else has. They haven't. Not one call. 800-724-2719, extension 3. Call Mikey up. Hi, buddy. Let him be your best friend here. You won't be bothering him. He can wear how many hats at the same time? By the way, did you know you were balding? Oh, that's why you got the hat on. Okay, never mind. Kevin in Washington. We only have a few minutes here, Kev.
Okay, let's go back in time here a little bit.
Okay.
1974. Gerald R. Ford takes the vice presidency from Spiro Agnew for tax evasion. He's out. Then in comes Nelson Rockefeller. So you have Ford and Rockefeller in 74, the first president and vice president unelected by the people of the United States. When Nelson Rockefeller came in at that same time, New York City was claiming bankruptcy. The United States government bailed him out. And one of the recipients of that bailout was Donald Trump, who then used eminent domain through the process of the city for revitalization to kick a bunch of people out. And that's how the guy started to really make his money.
Yeah.
So he got his feet on the ground when this country had its first president and vice president that was not elected by the American people. Now, I figured I'd give him 100 days. Would you say we're 81 into it?
I think we are.
It's not looking good, John.
No, it's not. And you know who I don't, Kevin, you know who I really don't envy? James Kelso with the Trump Phenomenon show that follows this one. He's kind of like Sean Spicer as being the spokesperson for Donald Trump right now. He's looking around to see what's going to fly at him.
Yeah, after 100 days, the person that's going to end up replacing Sean Spicer, they're probably looking for him right now on Facebook, is Baghdad Bob to come out.
Well, I don't know. I hear Perino that's over on Fox News is still looking for another gig. And she was good at it for Baby Bush.
The thing with Trump was he wrote a check so big with his mouth that his rear has got the cash. He's got two choices. He can either be a hero or a zero. There's no middle ground.
I'm in agreement.
He stepped the bar for himself.
There you go. I couldn't agree with that more. Kev, we'll make that the last word. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Ronald McDonald, thank you so much, my friend.
As usual, a pleasure, John.
And folks, thank you for joining us today. Do not forsake the people that are doing the battles out here. Keep them supplied with as much ammunition as they may need to continue the battle. That means a few bucks on the donation. 800-313.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.